Ksuvas, Perikhes, Mishaches, 8-8, the last of the Perik, and on this topic. The basic point of our Mishnah here is that a wife is not allowed to be told, you know, your Ksuba says you get 200 zuz, there's the 200 zuz, an envelope on the table, you know, you have it there, and let me get on with my financial life and do whatever I want and not feel encumbered. No, you can't do that. Neither a regular first conventional marriage nor the Yibum situation can do that. The reason why is really psychological as opposed to economic. We don't want to have this woman and her husband, their relationship to deteriorate and have sort of ill will, Ava, between them, because the wife thinks, oh my gosh, he's like getting ready to throw me out the door. I don't feel comfortable, I don't feel safe, I don't feel protected. And therefore, we don't let that happen. She is entitled and she must have a full lean to the extent that the law allows for her to have on his assets. And the point again is the ksuba is to give her a sense of protection, and not just that it's not called be'enav easy for him to divorce her and get rid of her if he wants, but also she feels that it's not, she's not like having, you know, the sword of Damocles leading like dangling over her head, that she can get kicked out to the curb in any second. We don't want that to happen, and therefore he cannot say that. So now, in the case of a Yibum situation, he might really want to say that, because remember, so long as she hasn't been paid her ksuba, all the property that this Yavam inherited from his brother cannot be sold. He has to sit around for 50 years. He can't liquidate the property portfolio, and that might upset him. So he might want to try to sort of localize, to sequester his obligations to what's collateralizing his wife's ksuba to some cash or some particular property. But the Mishnah's point is, too bad. Can't do that. So the Mishnah says inside, Lo yomar la. The Yavam may not say to his wife, Hare ksuba sich munachas ala shulchan. You know that 200 zuz you were promised? No problem. It's sitting there in an envelope on the table. So take it and let me get on with my financial life and, you know, sell the properties that I inherited from my late brother. Ella, rather, kol nachasa v'achrayin l'ksubasa, rather, all the property, meaning all the property he inherited from his late brother, all of them remain leaned and encumbered by her ksuba. V'chein, similarly, lo yomar adam le'ishto, in a regular marriage situation, a man is not allowed to say to his wife, Hare ksuba sich munachas ala shulchan, the payment for your ksuba is sitting on the table, and, you know, take it and let my other properties be unencumbered so I can sell them and people don't have to be inhibited from purchasing because of the fear that you'll collect or, you know, renege and pull back on that sale to get your ksuba payment. Ella, kol nachasa v'achrayin l'ksubasa, no, all his property is always going to be leaned to her, the wife, and to pay out her ksuba. And again, the reason, although you could have plenty economic rationales to make this work worthwhile or work out, we're not letting him do that because we want her and him to feel like they're living happily ever after, and this to suggest that we're making, you know, preparing for a divorce, or even that we let him feel like, okay, he's paid his ksuba, so now there's, you know, it's a sunk cost, now he can divorce her and there's no extra cost, just is not good for the ongoing health of the marriage. Now, new paragraph. Gersha, if he, the Yavam, divorces his wife, ein la ela ksubasa, all she has is her ksuba payment. What that means is, good, she'll get paid for her ksuba, she'll get the money that she's promised, the 200 zuz, whatever it was from the first husband, and at that point, all the property that he inherited from his late brother becomes unencumbered, and he can sell it as he sees fit, meaning the woman has no further rights or abilities to encumber or restrict his activities with the properties that the second brother inherited from the first brother. Hechazira, if the Yavam, the second husband, takes her back as a wife prior to paying out her ksuba, so then, harei hi kechol hanashim, then her treatment is like any other woman. Meaning, in a conventional marriage, if a man divorces his wife and before he pays out the ksuba, they get remarried again. So the assumption is that the husband and wife basically wanted to put things back to square one where they were before the original divorce, and therefore there's not a new ksuba and not a new payment. The old ksuba is in effect and continues on as it always was. We're not changing anything. And that's how it works with a regular marriage, and it works the same way in concept with a Yibum marriage. That if he says he's divorcing her, but then he doesn't pay out her ksuba, and then he takes her back as a wife, so then there's no new ksuba for him to write. The only ksuba, as all the cases we've seen in the past, Mishnayos, is the ksuba between the original husband and her. And the only obligations and collateral that protects the payment of that ksuba are the assets that the second husband got from the first husband, and nothing more than that. They don't change anything. Of course, they could negotiate something between the divorce and the remarriage, but assuming they didn't, then they don't. Ve'ein la ela ksubasa bilvad, and she only gets her ksuba, meaning the original ksuba, nothing more than that. So, you know, I don't know, you might have thought something changed, like, for example, that he would have to pay her only, you know, 100 zuz because he's remarrying her as an alman or something. No, nothing's changing. Everything's staying exactly as it was before, assuming that he remarries her without having paid her the ksuba in the middle. If he did pay her the ksuba in the middle, then he would remarry her, and then she would be indeed a widow in the second marriage, and that would be a new ksuba, which would be like a conventional ksuba, which would encumber all of his assets, which he could now sell, and the ksuba would just be for 100 instead of 200.